This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Well, the battle lines are being drawn. Washington braces for this week's expected House vote to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Sherry Adler reports.
Michigan Representative Alyssa Slotkin, a freshman Democrat who flipped a battleground Republican seat, says she will vote to impeach President Trump. Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin announced her decision in an op-ed in the Detroit Free Press. Then the former national security official attempted to explain why at a town hall.
So what we are doing, whether we agree or disagree, is exactly what our founding fathers designed 40 years ago.
Slotkin represents the 8th Congressional District, which backed President Trump over Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election, but elected her in 2018 over a Republican incumbent. I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, former FBI Director James Comey is acknowledging that a Justice Department Inspector General report identified real sloppiness in the surveillance of a former Trump campaign aide. He says he was wrong to have been overconfident about how the Russian investigation was handled. But Comey also told Fox News Sunday that he was right to feel some measure of vindication because the report did not find evidence for some of the most sensational accusations made by President Trump and his supporters.
Remember how we got here. The FBI was accused of criminal misconduct. Remember, I was going to jail and lots of other people were going to jail. People on this network said it over and over and over again. The Inspector General did not find misconduct by FBI personnel, did not find political bias, did not find illegal conduct. Inspector General found significant mistakes, and that is not something to sneeze at. That's really important. But the American people, especially your viewers, need to realize they were given false information about the FBI. It's honest, it is not political, it is flawed.
This is VOA News. Thousands of university students have flooded the streets of India's capital while a southern state government led a march and demonstrators held a silent protest in the northeast to protest a new law giving citizenship to non-Muslims who entered India illegally to flee religious persecution in several neighboring countries. The protest in New Delhi followed a night of violent clashes between police and demonstrators. A protester identified only as Lisa.
And people should know more about what is happening in northeast, what is happening to our indigenous tribe. Immigrants are coming and taking away our land, and my people are getting killed, and nobody is talking about it.
Protesters, who student organizers said were not students, set three buses on fire, and police stormed the university library. Separatist fighters in western Cameroon have abducted at least 40 candidates for parliament and local councils in an effort to derail elections set for February. The government is promising to free the hostages and protect candidates and election officials for what it says must be successful polls. Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Yaoundé.
That is the voice of Samuel Fobba, a candidate for the February 9, 2020 local council election in Cameroon. Fobba says he is being punished by separatists for defying their warning that no one should vote or be a candidate in the joint local council and parliamentary elections. Among those listening is 51-year-old teacher Wilson Batte.
It's embarrassing. I feel very bad that politicians should be kidnapped for simply wanting to perform their fundamental rights.
Separatists have been fighting since 2017 to detach English-speaking northwest and southwest Cameroon from the rest of the country and its French-speaking majority. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News. Yaoundé.
Some lawmakers say only the creation of federal states, one in the English-speaking regions and the other in the French-speaking, can stop the separatist war. Chinese President Xi Jinping met Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam in Beijing on Monday. He said he recognizes her courage to govern the Asian financial hub in exceptional times and supports the city's police to uphold the new law. Carrie Lam spoke on her own behalf.
What we are now facing is a situation that has never happened in Hong Kong after reunification. So given the severity of the situation and the difficulties that we are facing, I can say that the leaders are fully appreciative of the efforts needed in order to achieve the objective.
Joe Palca, VOA News.